right. It is just after 5 p.m. Wednesday. Time for American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD. Tom Ryan and Heidi Morales Ryan in the house, of course, at the same time, as always. Heidi,
how does that even happen?
it's how we work. I'd buy anybody a car if they get to see me more than twice without Heidi being next to me. But
it's going to be a Hyundai or something. A Hugo, right? It's got to be a Hugo, something that's not.
With two wheels missing.
Yes. Something right out of the junkyard.
Anyway, of course, we've been playing our way through two lists, top 500 of the top 40 and the 500 albums that never made the top 40. Pretty close to halfway through it. On our top 500 of the top 40, we are past the halfway mark. And in fact, today we're going to play an album from that series. This is the 273rd album that we are playing that is a top 40 album in this series. Now, if that's 270 there, and I think we're at 230 in the other, that's just about 500 that we've done. So that means we've been doing this for a minimum of 10 years. Skipping a couple of weeks here and there for whatever reason. It's probably been 11. Doing this for a while. But looking at the top 500 of the top 40, as I said, this is number 273 in our list. The album we're going to cover today peaked at number 21 in the United States. It's an album by Neil Young, and it's called American Stars and Bars. As it released in May of 1977. We've covered a lot of albums by Neil Young at this point in time. I'm pretty sure we did After the Gold Rush and Harvest. And after that, we've done Tonight's the Night and On the Beach and Zuma. I think this might be the sixth time that we're covering Neil, which is, and he deserves it. The earlier part of his career and the midsection of his career, it has been pretty amazing. When American Stars and Bars, it was very interesting because it was a change of pace. I mean, after a pretty dark but also excellent and mesmerizing series of albums that he put out in the mid-70s, it finally seemed like Neil Young was ready to have some fun around this time. The intensity of albums like On the Beach, Tonight's the Night, and even a good percentage of Zuma emphasized the heavier side of Neil's stylistic nature. But on American Stars and Bars, he sets out to do something different. There were a few near albums that never came out, such as Homegrown and Chrome Dreams. These are albums that almost happened, but were canceled and left unreleased for one reason or another. Eventually, Neil would release them like decades later. But in the meantime, that was material that was not commercially available. And this left Neil with a lot of material that remained unheard by the general public, with the exception of a few songs that he added to that three-album compilation that came out around the same time called Decade. It was a three-album set. Now, I can't cover that in our list because I made one of the rules that I gave myself is that it's not fair to put in greatest hits albums since they are compilations. I do have exceptions to that rule, and when I do, I'll make good excuses. But Decade would have been absolutely out of line because I covered the actual albums so much. So anyway, as I said, this left Neil Young with a lot of material that remained unheard. And so when American Stars and Bars appeared, seemingly like almost out of left field, with a really wacky album cover showing, if you look at it, you might not quite get it until I explain it and you look at it closely enough. It's a cover showing Neil face down on a barroom floor, like he collapsed and fell and he's lying on the barroom floor. Apparently a glass floor, but since we get a view looking up through the floor, So you can see the bar above him and a bottle of booze that somebody's holding, and really a woman stocking as it goes up under her dress on the cover. So the cover sets the pace for what this album is going to be like, and away we go. But the thing is, the truth is that American Stars and Bars is far from a yuck fest. It opens with an incredibly pretty classic country waltz, unsurprisingly called the Old Country Waltz, and it stays lighthearted for the entirety of side one, alternating between a couple of songs that are like laugh out loud funny, like Saddle Up the Palomino and Bite the Bullet, always make me laugh, with some straight up pretty tunes like Hey Babe and Hold Back the Tears. There's a continuity between those five songs on side one that sounds like the whole thing happened in one quick session. I always thought that. And then it turns out to be true, because the entirety of side one was recorded on April 4th, 1977. Now, when you flip the record, though, it places the listener in a significantly different state of mind. And also, songs that are older. Well, side one is from April of 1977, and he released it in May of 1977. That's pretty quick. Side two has a track that goes all the way back to 1974, and no more recent than a full year back to April of 1976. So that's a bit of a change. So let's see. Star of Bethlehem is the song that leads off the second side, and it's a reflective song that would have fit nicely on After the Gold Rush. But after that comes Will to Love, which brings Neil's darker side back out with a very burnt-out melody that barely manages to survive its 7 minutes. Then, though, appearing almost as an act of defiance, Like a Hurricane bursts to life with a transfixing energy that demands attention, exuding an energy that pretty much highlights the entire album. So side two ends with the playful Homegrown, which I guess he took from the album that he didn't release, of course, which only makes the listener want to flip the record and do the whole thing all over again. And truth be told, that would be a very good idea, because American Stars and Bars is surely one of the most diverse and engaging albums of Neil Young's very long and myriad career. So let's get this party started with the first track on side one, The Old Country Waltz.
We just
hand on this side. This is all Crazy Horse, but he has a couple of extra players on there because, of course, you're hearing a pedal steel guitar and a violin. So he calls the band Crazy Horse and the Bullets. And the pedal steel player is Ben Keith, who played with Neil for a while, going all the way back to Harvest. And the violinist is somebody named Carol Maedo. The female vocals, though, are something special. It's Nicolette Larson and Linda Ronstadt singing together. And they are both really so full-throated on all of these songs. They're just singing at the top of their lungs, and it just gives such a good feel to the album. It's pretty awesome. So we'll just take it from there. Let's play the next track, recorded on the exact same day as Old Country Waltz. This one is called, this is one of my favorite songs on the album, actually. I think it's pretty funny. It's called Saddle Up the Palomino.
Stuck out here with Melody. Saddle up the Palomino. The sun is going down. The way I feel, this must be real.
Saddle Up the Palomino. It's a cold bowl of chili when love lets you down. It's a it's a friend's wife I'm after. Ay, ay, ay. The thing about this album, about this side of the album, which I said was all recorded in one day, is some interesting history here about it, actually. Neil had already known Linda Ronstadt for a while. She sang a little bit on the Harvest album with him. And this is where Nicolette Larson comes into play, because this is how he meets her. And she ends up being pretty much a regular on a lot of his albums, especially on the Future album from later on that we'll be getting to, called Comes a Time. She played a big role on that. So young Linda Ronstadt and Nicolette Larson all met at the Malibu home where Neil was living. And he introduced them to about a bunch of songs that he had written. He had about a good number of songs that were just brand new, and he wanted to see how things would go with them. And apparently, well, this is exactly what Nicolette Larson says. She says, I didn't know much about Neil Young, but we went over and sat by his fireplace, and he ran down all the songs that he had just written, about 20 of them. We sang harmonies with him, and he was jazzed. You know, you could imagine. You got Linda Ronstadt and Nicolette, you know, great singers. I think that Neil started to date Nicolette Larson around this time, too. So while they're sitting and rehearsing, all the musicians and the singers were figuring that they were, like, you know, basically rehearsing so that they would eventually go into the studio to do the takes. And according to, again, Nicolette Larson said, we worked out the songs in a room in his house. And just when we had the songs down, Neil said, thanks a lot. We've got the album. He was recording it in another room without having to let anybody even know that that was the case. And what you're hearing with right now on this album, on this side, is the stuff of them thinking that it was just a rough take for eventually being done again in a studio. Neil just liked what he heard. And I think it's fantastic. I think it's just got that great live feel. Crazy Horse really never sounded better than they do on this album. And with the addition of the pedal steel and the fiddle, it just adds so much. It's awesome. So, next track, it's called, oh, I want to mention this too, that song we just played, Saddle Up the Palomino, wasn't written by Neil Young alone, by the way. He plays a lot with another bass player named Tim Drummond, who, oddly, is not the bass player that you hear on the record, because Tim Drummond wasn't in Crazy Horse. You'll hear Tim Drummond on bass on side two. But he did write that song with Neil and with the Louisiana songwriter Bobby Charles, which is pretty amazing, because, you know, I don't know how Bobby Charles could have gotten involved in all that, but he gets around that guy. He got around Bobby Charles, written songs. Everybody loves Bobby Charles. So probably that had a lot to do with adding like that, like a lot of the fun side of it too. Okay, next track then from side three is called Hey Babe.
Can you see my love
that's about as straightforward of a Neil Young song as you're going to hear on any album anywhere. Hey, Babe. The next track sort of does the same thing. That's, well, Hey, Babe, of course, being a song about him trying to hold on to a relationship. Well, the next song, Hold Back the Tears, is sort of the opposite. It's about him trying to help a friend who had fallen out of a relationship, and he's trying to give him some good advice, telling him, hey, you know, it's going to be all right. Who knows? Maybe, you know, the next level could be right around the corner. So, you know, it's back to back, and it's great that the songs are back to back, because you get to basically get that edge of what Neil's about between the two songs from different angles. And they sound great back to back too. It's called Hold Back the Tears.
Corner, maybe waiting your true love.
There you have it. I want to remind you that you listen to WHPC, WHPC HD, Garden City, New York. And the show, of course, is American Hit Radio. We're here every Wednesday and Friday around 5 o'clock from 5 until 6. Right now, we're playing the entirety of the album American Stars and Bars by Neil Young. I would say this is definitely one of my favorite albums by Neil. I love the diversity of it, although right now you're just hearing one side recorded in one day. But even on this side, you have to admit, there's quite a bit of diversity. Like the next song that I'm about to play, it's similar to Saddle Up the Palomino in that it's also incredibly sexually suggestive. And that's strange for Neil, because I don't think that he's ever done anything like close to that before. But on both of these songs on this side, he's being very direct about talking about, I want to say sexually explicit, but in a sense, yeah, that's what he's doing. But it's also like it's super high energy. And this, in about 2 years' time, going forward from here, by about 1979, that's when Neil started to actually mess around with punk rock. He became good friends with the guys in Devo, and he started writing songs that would have literally fallen well into that genre. And it seemed like everybody was shocked when it happened. It was great fun when he did that. But I think the first song that really kicked that off and gave that sort of a feel is this one, the last song on side one of the album. It's called Bite the Bullet. And it's just, listen to the girls singing the harmonies in the back. It has to make you smile. Here's Bite the Bullet.
Thank you.
you're a Neil Young fan, you know that's like a perfect side for him. That's side one of this album, American Stars and Bars, is that's just perfect. It never lets up. It's so good. If you're not a fan of Neil Young, then I don't even understand. It doesn't make sense. There's so much good music that he's put out in his career. It's incredible. Now, we slipped to side two, though. Things change a lot. The first track up was a song that was intended to be on the Homegrown album. What's one of those albums that he basically shelved for a while. And since he did shelve it, I guess what the thing is, he had a version of that song already done. And I believe what he did was he was recording it after he had already like played it live on tour with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young for a while. And he had an extra verse. But in this case, he takes it and he edited it down to get it under 3 minutes. And it's a great version. And then now the vocals of Linda Ronstadt and Nicolette Larson, they're gone because they were only on side one. But now you're going to hear Emmylou Harris singing harmonies with him on Star of Bethlehem.
Ain't it hard when you wake up in the morning and you find out that those other days are gone? All you have is memories of happiness lingering on. All your dreams and your lovers won't protect you. They're only passing through you. Of all that they can get to, and wait for you to come back
that Emmylou touches turns to gold. So there you go. So far, pretty amazing. This is where the album gets a little weird, though, on this next track. I remember when Neil put out a soundtrack album, Journey Through the Past. It was a low-budget sort of a double album thing that he put out for a really weird movie that he made back in the late 60s, maybe it might have been 70, somewhere around there. And there was basically a film of him sitting at a piano in front of a burning barn, and he played the song Soldier, and you could hear the crackles and the cracks and everything in the song, which makes sense because it was a really big fire that you could see in the film. Well, there's only one other song where I can hear fire in the background, the fire burning, and that's on this next song. It's called Will to Love. And I'm not trying to like put Neil into a corner or anything, but Neil is really good at writing burnout lyrics. I mean, he's amazing at it. If you know the album Tonight's the Night, which we've covered in this series, you can go to our website, by the way, and check out all the Neil Young albums that we've covered. I'd recommend it. Go to AmericanHitNetwork.com, and they're all there. But this album probably could have, if there was room for it, it wouldn't have fit because it's 7 minutes long. But it's really one of the most burned out songs that I've ever heard Neil sing. And it sounds to me like he's just singing about, like off the top of his head, about the fact that he's stoned. And then he overdubs himself. And I don't think he's ever played the song again after he got it done. But from what I can hear, there's a little bit of like guitar, a little organ and vibraphone. You even hear a vibraphone. I thought that he had people sitting around like with him when he was doing that, but apparently it was just a one-man show. And it's called Will to Love.
La 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 la, la 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 la. La 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 la, la 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 la. It is often fish who swam upstream through nets by hooks and hungry bears. When the water grew less deep, my fins were aching from the strain. I'm serving out in my sleep. No,
I'm not sure, but I'll never leave. Got the will to love, the love. Never lose the will to love.
never feel the same again. I remember the ocean from where I came. Just one of millions, all the same. But somewhere, someone calls my
Will to Love, which brings us to the defining song of the album. Neil calls his guitar Old Black, and he says that this is like the most defining moment of that guitar, but it's also like why it just cuts at the beginning. There is no beginning and there is no end to this song. He says it's ruined by all the mistakes that I made, but I don't care. So we're going to play this. This is Like a Hurricane, and we'll let it segue into Homegrown. Thanks so much, folks, for listening. We'll see you next Wednesday. Unless you can join us on Friday, that'd be cool.
Yeah. jumping up from the ground. Well, home gone's all right with me. Home gone is the way it should be. Home gone is a good thing. Plant that bell and let it ring. Home gone's all right with me. Home grown is the way it should be. Home grown is a good thing. Plant that bell and let it ring. Home grown's all right with me. Home grown is the way it should be. Home grown is a good thing.